This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Thrilled to be joined by Rick Kestaday. Rick is a leader, a partner at RSM. RSM's got about the best sell side and quality earnings practice in the country and just has done a magnificent job of building the private equity practice. Rick, simple question today. We're sort of at this point in time in the cusp of the election, assuming it's a Biden presidency, which it sure looks like at this point, it's all but done in terms of that, and not a political comment one way or the other. What does private equity in the business community look like next year at the start of a Biden presidency in the year? Will it be a very busy year for private equity? Any sense of what you expect going forward?
Yeah, no, I think that's a great question, Scott. I mean, you know, we've been hearing from our private equity sponsors that, you know, really there's a lot of question around what does tax rates look like and are sellers going to be motivated to sell or to hold, based on, what happens with a capital gains tax or any other sort of, unique issues as it relates to tax consequences of selling a business. And, I think, some organizations might try to accelerate some of that activity. We'll see, to try to avoid any sort of, lingering tax impact. But, as we saw with Trump, he was able to get a tax plan issued and passed, relatively quickly in his presidency. So whether Biden would be able to do the same. Now, the interesting thing, obviously, is, as many people have been tracking, the Senate probably will stay Republican. Unlike Trump, Biden will not have a Senate that's aligned to him from a political perspective. Obviously, the House will stay kind of blue, so to speak. So, Biden will have, two of the three groups, I guess. But so it'll be interesting to see what happens on the tax rate side of things, if that drives activity. Beyond taxes, obviously, the private equity sponsors that we're talking to are slightly interested, I'd say, to as it relates to, what happens next week with the Supreme Court and their hearing of the arguments around the Affordable Care Act. But, our estimation is that the Affordable Care Act will likely stay intact for the most part. Maybe part of it might get severed out and struck down, but that we'll probably see Biden just continue to build on the Affordable Care Act. And for a lot of private equity focused investments, if you think of behavioral health and other sectors that really became attractive after the Affordable Care Act being passed, we see this as an acceleration of that attractiveness. So, hopefully, if Biden wins and the Affordable Care Act, relatively speaking, stays in place and we continue to, require coverage over a lot of those types of services that behavioral health providers provide, those types of investments continue to be very attractive and, the ability to scale them becomes an increasingly attractive idea for private equity, and we would think that we'll continue to see growth in that activity and deals being done to grow and to nationalize behavioral health services like a lot of other healthcare services have in the past.
I think a fascinating perspective on a couple different things. One, the ACA stays in place, probably shored up a little bit through executive orders and other things. The Senate either goes 50-50, so it's split, and then Kamala Harris has a tie-breaking vote, or the Republicans keep one or two of these Georgia seats and have a majority. But either way, with that close a Senate, hard to pass overwhelming tax changes, like the big increase in the capital gains tax that the business community feared. So probably at the end of the day, a rational outcome for business, that you're not going to see huge tax raises that would drive a lot of short-term activity, but in long-term be viewed as negative for the value of businesses. Rick, is that a fair encapsulation?
I mean, from my own personal perspective, yeah, I think that's a really good summary and kind of similar to how I view the situation as well. And, I think, obviously, there was some, pretty sizable benefits with the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act that came out, and if that was, you know, reversed or, you know, changed in any way, you know, that could cause some fear. But I think you're right, Scott, if the Senate stays relatively speaking consistent, or pretty close to 50-50, then I think you're right that, you know, overwhelming tax changes are probably going to be very, very difficult for Biden to pass. And, you know, it you know, probably kind of keeps some of that trajectory and that valuation at the same spot as it was pre-Biden presidency, if that's where it goes.
Thank you very much. Rick, a pleasure to visit with you on the Private Equity Podcast. We're thrilled to have you as a regular guest with your thoughtful commentary and insight into the private equity community. I look forward to visiting with you again next week.
Yeah, likewise, Scott. Thank you.